board in front of everybody. I haven't the moral courage. I'm going straight to the girls' dressing room. You must read the announcements and then come and tell me, Jane.
Of course, if that's how you feel.
Jane, look! The boys are carrying Gilbert Blythe down the steps on their shoulders.
That means Gilbert has won the gold medal and Emily Clay has got the scholarship.
Three cheers for Anne Shirley, winner of the Avery!
I've won it! I've actually won it!
Hip, hip, hooray!
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 Well, congratulations, Anne.
The same to you, Gilbert.
Oh, Anne, I'm so proud. Isn't it splendid? Matthew and Marilla will be so pleased.
As principal of the Queen's Academy, it gives me great pleasure to award the Avery Scholarship, which entitles the winner to 4 years' tuition leading to a Bachelor of Arts, to Anne Shirley.
Reckon you're glad we kept her, Marilla.
It's not the first time I've been glad. We like to rub fingers in, Matthew Cuthbert.
Oh, Diana, it's so good to be back at Green Gables. Those pointed firs coming out of the pink sky and the white orchard. And it's good to see you again, Diana.
We're all so proud of you. I suppose you won't be teaching school now that you've won the Avery.
No, I'm going to Redmond College in September.
Doesn't it seem wonderful? The Newbridge trustees have offered Jane Andrews their school already. Gilbert Blythe is going to teach, too.
Gilbert? I thought he was going to Redmond.
His father can't afford to send him to college next year, so he means to earn his own way through. I expect he'll get the school here in Avonlea if Miss Stacy decides to leave.
It will be odd to be at Redmond without my chief rival.
Mind you, you've never had any time for Gilbert Blythe.
That's true, but he's been a useful enemy.
Let me do that, Marilla.
Oh, don't be silly, Anne. You should be out enjoying the sunshine.
You look tired. You've been working too hard.
Oh, it's not the work. It's my head. I have a pain so often now, behind the eyes. Dr. Spencer's been fussing with glasses, but they don't do me any good.
There must be something you can do.
Oh, there's a distinguished oculist coming to the island the last of June, and the doctor says I must see him. I guess I'll have to. I can't read old soul with any comfort now.
Promise me you'll see that oculist, Marilla.
Oh, you go out and enjoy yourself. All I need is a bit of rest.
Go on. Up there. Up. Go on. Get up there.
Matthew.
There you are, Anne. Have you been having a good day in the open air?
It's been glorious. And the best part is that sunset through the gaps in the hills.
That's my favorite part of the day, too.
You and Marilla are a fine pair.
Are we?
I mean, the way you both work so hard. Why won't you take things easier?
Well, now, I can't see you. It's only that I'm getting old and keep forgetting it. But I've always worked pretty hard, and I'd rather drop in harness.
If I had been the boy you sent for, I'd be able to help you so much now and spare you in 100 ways.
Well, now, I'd rather have you than a dozen boys, Anne. Just remember that. Rather than a dozen boys. I guess it wasn't a boy that took the Avery Scholarship, was it? It was a girl. My girl. My girl that I'm proud of.
Doctor, quick!
Oh, here comes Rachel Lynde. Mrs. Lynde.
What, child?
Matthew's collapsed.
Loosen his collar.